When you hear the word peace, I wonder what comes to mind. Your noisy neighbour going away for a fortnight's holiday? Your micromanaging boss is picking on someone else for a change? An hour without having to respond to an email or a text message? The kids finally asleep? Generally, when we think of peace, we think of it as the absence of noise or conflict. When the Bible speaks of peace, it comes from the word shalom, and shalom is much more than the ceasing of irritating noise or an argument stopping. Shalom speaks of wholeness, of everything being as it should be, relationships being healthy and strong, everything and everyone existing and functioning as God intended, loved and loving. What we're going to see in this short prayer from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 to 24 is that our God is a God of shalom, and he brings this amazing peace into our lives as he works in us. Listen to this. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. The God of peace, the God of shalom, is at work in your life to bring shalom. And it says here in 1 Thessalonians that he does that by sanctifying us through and through. The word sanctify means to make holy, to set something apart for a special purpose. To be sanctified means to have every corruptive and corrosive thought, word, and deed removed from our lives. And the Bible speaks about our sanctification in two ways. Sometimes it speaks about it in the past tense. So, for example, in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2, Paul refers to the church in Corinth as those sanctified in Christ Jesus. There is a sense in which our sanctification has already taken place. Jesus has died for us, and when God looks at us, it's like we haven't sinned. We are perfect and holy in his sight, which is an amazing thought. But we know, don't we, that the reality of our day-to-day existence doesn't always reflect this sanctification. We still doubt. We still say things that hurt people. We aren't always 100% truthful. We still feel inferior to some people and superior to others. On a day-to-day experiential level, each one of us desperately needs to experience the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. We all need to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that's not easy, is it? Especially when you're tired, especially when you're stressed, especially when you're really busy, especially when you're feeling alone, especially when there's conflict, especially when you're struggling with mental health issues, especially when you're in physical pain. The list could go on. But here's the good news. The God of peace, the God of shalom, is at work in you today to sanctify you and to make you holy. And with him, we get more than just a surface clean. He sanctifies us through and through. He is at work to make our spirit and soul and body pure and blameless. Maybe today you're filled with worry. Sometimes worry can be a sign that deep down we are struggling to trust God with the things in our lives. Because God is a God who sanctifies you through and through, he doesn't just want to take the worry away. He wants to deal with the root cause of your worry. He wants to teach you to trust him with all of your heart. Or maybe at the moment you're struggling with self-control when it comes to things like spending money, or drinking too much alcohol, or sexually impure thoughts, or looking at things which you know are not things that you should be looking at. Sometimes these things can be a sign that we're feeling empty on the inside, or that we're trying to get rid of some inner pain that we have, or deal with our joylessness. God's desire for you and for me is not just to take away the symptoms, but he wants to heal and to restore us deep down. The prayer concludes with these words, "The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." God calls you. He is faithful to you. He is going to continue to grow you and to heal you and to bless you and to perfect you. And it's happening today. It's happening as you do the things that he's called you to do. This isn't something that you have to go away and do at a retreat center. So how should we respond? Well, surely with great joy and optimism. This wonderful God has covered over all of our guilt and shame from the past. He has wonderful things in store for our future. And right now in the present, he is removing all the bad that is within us and replacing it with good. But this process, it isn't just a process for you and for me. This is God's desire for everybody that you are going to meet today, whether you live with them or whether they're your colleagues, your students, your customers, fellow shoppers, bus stoppers and toilet moppers. Every single person, in one way or another, is unable to be the person that God called them to be because they're separated from him and because of their sin. So pray for the people you interact with today. And maybe God will open up opportunities for you to talk about the difference that he's making in your life. And maybe you'll take them.